We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Kenny Hess. So welcome, Kenny. Now, you're a Canadian country artist, and you actually started playing with your family at the age of four. So you've been in the business over 20 years, I believe?
Oh, yes, well over 20 years. When you give that secret out as four, that was back in the mid-60s when I was, well, no, late 60s when I was four. But yeah, I've been doing it professionally since about 1978.
That's very exciting. And you've had a chance to share the stage with a lot of big names too, Merle Haggard and Tanya Tucker and Garth Brooks, just to name a few.
Yeah, we've I've had a very rich career that way, and I'm now in my 40s and still able to get out. I'm out with Dwight Yoakam right now, and it's exciting to be out on the road, and it's always nice. I've been very, very lucky. Worked with some wonderful, wonderful artists, and that's a huge thrill for me.
It must be. Now, you're working with Dwight Yoakam. You're going to be doing a Canada Day show, and is that in B.C.?
No, actually, it's in Fort McMurray, Alberta.
Okay, in Alberta. Is that where you're based?
No, actually, I'm just off the West Coast. I have a small little pretend farm just outside of Vancouver, British Columbia, and then we also have a home in Arizona.
Okay, wow. Okay, so you definitely have a chance to live in different places then. That's great.
Now, very nice.
Touring with Dwight Yoakam for part of the summer or just a few weeks? Or
no, just a week. Yeah, I'm doing a show here, and then we're down to San Francisco on the 2nd, and then we're over to, I believe it's Irvine, California, for two shows.
You're certainly getting around a lot, and great, a huge itinerary there for your shows this spring and this summer and this fall, too.
Yes, it's. I've been very lucky. I'm very lucky that people still want to come out and hear me sing and listen to me tell my little stories and have a lot of fun with them. So I'm very honored that after all these years, they still like it.
I'm sure they do. You still have a lot of new songs, too. In fact, you've just come out with a new song called Small Stuff.
Yes, I did. That's a brand new single of mine, and it's a song that I wrote actually at the airport in Calgary. I phoned home to talk to my wife, and she was upset about the dogs running away and the kids were driving her crazy. So I ended up writing that song in about a 60-minute period and on the flight home, and it worked out real well, and the song seems to be catching on real well.
It is catching on. I know when I listened to this song, it just made so much sense. You know, all the little hectic things that go on in our life aren't really that important.
It just aren't. You know, I have a wonderful wife and five children, and all the kids are just about grown now, but it's you really take a breath and go, man, I spent a lot of time away, so when I get home, I sure realize that the little tiny things don't mean anything. I'm just lucky to have family that loves me.
Oh, that's so true for everybody, too. So true.
Yes, it is.
Now, you write all your own songs, Kenny?
I always have, but, I do cover a few of the old classics. I love, of course, Merle Haggard and Conway Twitty and Lefty Frizzell. So I have a couple of albums out that are purely classic country. But in general, I do write 90% of my music, and I write for other people as well.
Okay, other people, okay. Now, how would you describe your music? Do you think it falls into the kind of old country a little bit, or?
I'm not sure if it's old country, but it's based on the roots of old country,
mm-hmm.
which are tell a great story, or at least try. Try and tell a good story and have feel. Like, I've always felt that a song, you should at least be able to dance to it, you know?
Right.
It doesn't mean it has to have a big, fast beat. I mean something that, you know, you can dance a nice waltz to or something. My dad always taught me that. He believed that music should move you. And so I love to have the beautiful old fiddle or beautiful steel or something that makes the music float. And so I guess it's based in traditional stuff, and it's hard to explain.
Well, you've been referred to as Canada's best-kept secret sometimes, so what do you think of that?
Well, you know what? I wear the moniker well. I'm always surprised. Just about every show that I do, I'll have 5-10 people come up to me and go, "Oh my God, I had no idea you were the guy who sang all those songs." And So that's a real neat feeling.
It must be, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool. It'd be probably a nice feeling if everybody knew exactly who you were that sang all them songs, but at the same time, it's a real honor that they all know your music, and it's fun when they didn't know it was you. So I still get to go to the swimming pool and nobody recognizes me.
Now, you try to write all your songs on life experiences, so I guess with a big family, with five children too, you certainly have a lot of material there.
Oh, you don't even want to know. I wrote an awful lot of songs with swear words in them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You had to edit those, I guess.
Yeah, you do. I kid about small stuff, and I say I wrote that on a plane because my wife was mad at my son for scratching the paint off my truck, and I always kid about it that mm-hmm. She thought I was going to kill him. And, of course, I didn't kill him, but he does walk with a limp now. So. But anyway, it's been very, very nice to be out here still doing it.
It must be. Now, Small Stuff, is that from an upcoming album or one of the albums?
It is from an upcoming album.
Okay.
We're not quite finished it. I've been so busy on the road, but we hope to have it out in mid-November, and we've got about 7 songs done that I'm very, very happy with, and I've got a list of about 20 or 25 that I've written that we're kind of narrowing it down to try and pick the last 5 or 6 songs.
Wow, that's a lot to pick from. That's going to be a great album. So around mid-November, do you know what the album is going to be called yet?
You know what? We're banging a few ideas around,
mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure. I might call it Last Chance, only because it's kind of a joke. It's my 15th album, and I have a wonderful song on the album that will probably be the next song out. It's my favorite song on the album, and it's called Last Chance, a beautiful
okay.
song.
Oh, it must be. I'm sure it is. So 15 albums. Wow, that's quite something. That's a big accomplishment.
Well, thank you. And, you know, the biggest accomplishment is they've all paid for themselves. So.
Well, that's an accomplishment, too, because it's so hard in the music business.
It's getting harder all the time, and I find that even with the young artists that are doing so well, that they're having a real hard time selling records. And I notice it. I mean, my sales in 1 year, back in the early 2000s, you know, like 2002, 2003, my sales in 1 year dropped 80%.
Okay.
And so did everybody else's. You know, it was just mm-hmm. one of those things that all of a sudden downloading, pirating came out, and it's too bad. I know that nobody would purposely hurt the musicians, but it definitely it took a massive bite out of the industry.
It did. I can just imagine. And a lot of people, it's fun to have the album too, the covers, and it's a lot of fun. Okay. You have a great website, so certainly no problem finding information about you on the website. Would you like to give our listeners the address to your website?
Absolutely. You can find me anytime you want at www.kennyhess.com.
Okay, that's great. Are you on Facebook or Twitter, or do you have the time for that?
Well, I'm on Facebook, but I very, very seldom answer it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of them things I don't find a lot of time for. My daughter tends to do a lot of it for me. She watches all of that stuff and tells me when I should answer certain things.
Okay. Are they interested in the music business too, some of them? Or?
I have 2 beautiful girls who love singing. I have 1 beautiful girl who doesn't. There's
mm-hmm.
3 girls.
Mm-hmm.
The boys are not really, music's not their bag, but 2 of the girls absolutely are fantastic. Katie Hess is the one, and then, of course, Rebecca Hess is my youngest, and she's working on an album right now, but it probably will come out mid-next year, and it's more pop than it is anything else.
Okay, well, Katie Hess, certainly familiar with her.
Yeah, beautiful.
She's great, yeah.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So touring with Dwight Yoakam, any other big tours or news that you might want to share with us?
Well, I've got a few shows coming up this year. I'm out with Nitty Gritty Dirt Band for a while. We're doing a few shows through Alberta and British Columbia,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm doing my own tour down through the States from November right through until the end of March.
Wow, so that's a lot of touring.
I hit the Sun Belt. It's not very hard to earn. It's two, three dates a week, pardon me, and the rest of the time I just spend laying in the sun by my pool and enjoying Arizona. So please don't feel sorry for me.
No, it won't. Kind of luxurious, yeah, Arizona. Okay, anything else you'd like to add, Kenny?
I would just like to add thank you so very much for always supporting my music, and I hope your people enjoy it. I hope to get out to your part of the country again soon.
Well, we thank you very much, and all the best to you, and definitely hope to hear from you again.
Thank you so much. You will.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye now.
I won't let it bother me if the yard's a mess, or if the dogs have found a new way out from underneath the fence. I try not to notice if the lawn ain't mowed, 'cause I know that you'll be waiting for me when I get home. Love's all that matters, and I know yours is mine, so I won't let these little things waste our precious time. When we're together, I've got so much more than enough, so as long as you love me like you do, I won't sweat the small stuff. I've got 23 more years to pay the mortgage off, and if I lost this one, I'm sure I'd find another job. This old truck gets me where I need to go, and it always seems to help me find my way back home. Love's all that matters, and I know yours is mine, so I won't let these little things waste our precious time. When we're together, I've got so much more than enough, so as long as you love me like you do, I won't sweat the small stuff. I'm gonna throw away this list of things to do, all except the part that says come home to you. Love's all that matters, I know yours is mine, so I won't let these little things waste our precious time. When we're together, got so much more than enough, so as long as you love me like you do, just as long as you love me like you do, won't sweat the small stuff. I won't sweat the small stuff. It's all small stuff.